Number 13, Wyatt Janowak, got open at about the 41-yard line, got behind the North Huron Warriors defensive backfield, had him beat by about 2 yards, just a nice easy toss over the middle by Patello. In great field position, back again, knocking on the door, down to the Warriors' 22-yard line, first and 10.
Janowak, he got so safely behind the entire Warriors defense. It was just, like you say, a nice loft touch pass, and that would have been a touchdown. Luckily, the speedy Adrian Tibbetts was back there chasing down from behind, and they're going to set up shop.
He came back from the other side of the defensive backfield to catch him. So again, back into the pro set. Teller under quarter, under center. Looking back to pass again. Pass and blocked by 74. Oh, the Warriors, Adam Pichette right in his face. Brandon Patello tried to get rid of it. Patello gets his hands up, blocks the pass, knocks it back. Dead ball, and we'll go into a, let's see what our down is. The score 22-0 with 4:32 to go here in the second quarter.
Second down, I think. Coach Brown opening up his playbook a little bit too. Says, hey, we don't just have to run this. We can throw the ball.
Back to back, they're passing and passing and passing. And back of the pro set, strong left. Fakes the handoff up the middle. No, gives the handoff off to the right side. Number 40 with the carry. Jared Philpott again off of that right guard tackle combination. Picks up quite a few yards, going to be about 4 yards short of the first down.
Devin Kurleski with the tackle. Looked like he was trying desperately to strip that ball or pop it out, but Deckerville, fundamental offense, hanging on to that ball.
Eagles have the ball on the Warriors' 11-yard line, 4 minutes, and the clock's moving. Back out of the pro set, strong left. Half back up the middle. And the Warriors actually picked that one up right away. So good coverage on that. Number 5 with the carry, Austin Fritch for the Deckerville Eagles. Still picks up about a yard or two with 3:37 to go here in the second quarter. Kelly, updates.
Got a couple for you. We've got Brown City on top of Marlette right now, 6-0. And we also have Vassar beating Lakers at the end of the first quarter, 14-6. And Richmond and Almont are tied up at 13.
Good deal. Vassar and Lakers. Vassar 14 on top of the Lakers here at the end of the first.
I hate to say this, but wow. Three of the scores we've heard are the opposite of what we picked.
Well, still a lot of football
to go.
Football.
A lot of football. We are not going to be wrong.
Hang in there. We could be really wrong tonight. Don't give these teams too much of a shortcoming. I'm sure we're not going to get too many right, but
for the record,
we'll try.
By the way, I am picking the Lions on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm just putting that out there.
I got your cell number. I'll be glad to give you a call. We've got 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. The score 22-0. And fourth down and one to go for the Deckerville Eagles. The Eagles call a timeout. They've got the ball on about the 12-yard line of the North Huron Warriors.
Well, Coach Brown's got lots of options in that playbook to pick up 1 yard because we've seen them very successfully churn out more than a yard just about every time they're running the ball.
You know, this is going to be a tough game for the Warriors regardless, because playing the Deckerville Eagles is a tough game for any team coming up against the
Absolutely.
Eagles. But looking on the sidelines, there's not a lot of picking going on the sidelines. Warriors down, they've got about 4 players on the sidelines, and the Deckerville Eagles with at least 8 or 9 players, and they've been shuffling them in and out both on offense and defense.
Well, this Deckerville team is not 4-0 and ranked 5 in the state because they made an easy schedule for themselves.
Right. So here we go, 4th and 1, 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter, just about to the half. Deckerville Eagles with the ball on the 12-yard line. They got to pick up one for a first down. Quick handoff off the right side and right up the middle with the blast. That's number 5. Austin Fritch goes through. And so fast, untouched.
I do, and not just figuratively speaking, I literally believe he was not touched.
I don't think anybody got a hand on him. That was such a quick handoff to the back. I mean, he took the snap and about a half a step, had the ball, and was in the gap between the right guard and tackle, or right guard and center for the Deckerville Eagles, and was off to the races, 12 yards gone in just a second or two.
And there's no doubt about his speed, but how about those offensive linemen doing what they
wow.
just did.
Deckerville's got some very skilled linemen up front. They have been open the holes all night. Who wouldn't love to be a running back behind these guys? All right, we're going to go for the extra point. Snaps out of the shotgun. They had a strong right side line. Did you see that lineup? They had two receivers split out to the right. All of the line almost to the left side of the field. That left the center and the quarterback in the middle. Shotgun snap, and the quarterback takes off for the extra point. Number 9, Brad Batella, runs that in for the extra two. So our score is 30-0 with 3 minutes to go here in the almost to the half, with the Deckerville Eagles on top of the North Huron Warriors. Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Is it time for a change? The Port Austin State Bank wants your business. Personal hometown service from local people you trust. Stability and all the modern conveniences available in the banking industry today. Free checking, free checks to senior citizens, internet banking, automatic bill pay, IRA accounts, a 24-hour ATM, and more. Switching is easy. Just call or stop by and the Port Austin State Bank will make the transition for you.
Hi, this is Steve Schmidt, president of the Port Austin State Bank. Your account is very important to us. We have been serving the Thumb area of Michigan since 1884. For the personal hometown service you expect, visit the Port Austin State Bank.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Do you remember paying that expensive heating bill last winter? Don't get sacked in the backfield. Hand off that high energy bill and score with the water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can save you up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. Use that free renewable energy in your own backyard with a water furnace geothermal heat pump. See how much you can save by visiting waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
2:56 to go as the Eagles kick the ball to the Warriors. Warriors take it on the 20-yard line, and North Huron returns it to about the 34-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the North Huron Warriors with 2:56 to go here in the second quarter. Well, no doubt, Chad, Warriors have got to make something happen here pretty quick. 30-0 is the score.
They really need to get on board before this half ends.
Warriors out of the I formation. Hands off to the fullback up the middle and might pick up a yard or two. Number 60, Corey Sosnowski for the North Huron Warriors. So Corey picks up 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8 to go with 2:41 to go in the second quarter. At the Deckerville Eagles, they're getting ready for their homecoming. They've got it. Well, they got them all dressed up tonight. But what a crowd here at Deckerville. Great turnout.
All kinds of
activity. To support their home team. Quarterback takes the ball out of the shotgun, looks for a pass, and intercepted, number 56. The call is interception. 56 has got it. Respace Kramer. 5'11 junior for Deckerville, picking that one off.
That was intended for number 24, Kendall Pulaski, who actually ran a good route. It was just underthrown, and he tried to come back to play defense on it, but it was already in the hands of the Deckerville defensive back.
Shramsky trying to get that ball off, and I don't know who it was in his face, but there was a Deckerville Eagle right there, arms extended, running right at the quarterback. I was kind of even surprised he got that over top of him.
Yeah, he was under a lot of pressure.
Back out of the pro set, strong left, hands off to the back. Left side, gonna break away. Number 5 down the sidelines. At the 10, 5, 3, 2, 1, touchdown. Deckerville Eagles just that fast. With 2 minutes to go, off of an interception, the Deckerville Eagles got the ball back. Number 5, Austin Fritsch carrying that one for a big one and a big pickup. Nearly a 40-yard carry on that one for Fritsch.
And boy, he got around that outside. Really only had about one tackler to beat. Tibbetts had a hand on him, but Fritsch just
wheeled.
Was a little bit too much for him. And
I don't think
away.
You or I could have caught him on that
no.
one. You on my shoulders, we couldn't caught him. So the officials, it looks like we're going to call, we're going to, 2 minutes to go here in our second quarter with the score 36-0. Deckervale Eagles on top, and now we're going to go to Kelly. We're going to get some updates.
Sandusky just scored again. They are now leading the Iowa Bearcats 14-0.